And the time now by my Jawisa watch, I have to tell you, is exactly 11 o'clock. And you know that Jawisa is the famous Swiss-made 17-jeweled anti-magnetic wafer-thin golden watch. You knew that, didn't you? You, of course you did. They elegantly style with a leather strap and sweet second hand, and you can be on time with the Jawisa. All you've got to do is just send a 75-shilling postal order or check to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, that's spelled L-E-Y, Lee Street, Ilford, in Essex. Every Jawisa watch carries a 6-month guarantee, and if you're not entirely satisfied, your money will be refunded. Now, I'll repeat that address for you slowly. Send 75 shillings to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, spelled L-E-Y, 143 Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. And then you too can be on time with Jawisa.
Here's yours truly with the weather.
Cloud, damp and dull weather with heavy rain in places is forecast for most districts today, and that is painfully obvious to us out here in the North Sea. It'll be rather cool with strong winds reaching gale force in some exposed areas, also painfully obvious, and tomorrow's weather is expected to be changeable. Well, now it's coffee break time, our final coffee break, and on our final coffee break, we have our program director from Radio London, Alan Key. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Lee.
You're not looking very happy this morning.
Well, like, you know, each and every one of us, we're all, of course, terribly upset. This is the last day we have, and it's been a wonderful 3 years from all of us. I believe that commercial radio should come to this country. I still believe that it will in 3, 4, 5 years' time. There is a demand there. We prove this, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Wait.
Wait until it comes.
Yes,
it'll come. It should come. There is a demand there.
Well, we just hope it isn't too long.
Sure, yes, indeed.
5 years would be far too long. 5 minutes would be too long.
It should be now, of course.
Anyway, we'll get back to you after this record.
Sure.
Got to play a record.
Right.
Break it all up.
Don't break format.
I won't break format. If I break format, you see, Alan Keane will fire me.
That'll be terrible.
Buckle.
All right.
Get it?
I've been thumbing rides, traveling light, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs and fields and plains, searching till the early dawn for the long-legged girl with the short dress on, riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn for that long-legged girl with the short dress on. And everywhere it goes, she's fine and gone. She's fine.
She's fine.
It's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine.
So fine.
I just can't rest till I make her mine. Been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, searching high, searching low. Everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the shortest on. She's fine.
She's fine.
It's just too bad she's a traveling kind.
So fine.
I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or the snow, searching high when I'm searching low. Cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on. The long-legged girl with the short dress on.
Long-legged girl with a short dress on. Well, most of these stars have been coming on this morning, Alan, saying words to us, and of course they'll continue to do so throughout the day until 3 o'clock.
They've been doing so for the last couple of weeks. I've had these tapes being sent into the office, and it's snowballed. That's actually what happened. I mentioned to one particular artist that I would like him to pay a tribute, a very big name, and the word passed on. And from there on, for something like 2 weeks, we had various big names, small names coming into the office, some coming in unannounced and just saying, I'd like to pay a tribute to Big L, because not only as an artist am I going to miss this station as a platform for promoting records, but also because I listen to it. And I know that you yourself, you know that everybody in the music business does listen to Radio London.
Right, yes, this is absolutely true. And they've all been saying that Radio London has made so many artists. About how many? Because I've only been here 11 and a half months, but you know, I wasn't in on the beginning of it like
dozens,
you were.
Dozens.
Simply dozens,
dozens
of artists.
From big names to small names.
Well, I know the ones that, you know, like in episode 6 is a sort
sure.
of...
Sure, the small face is another one. Tom Jones is another.
Desmond Dekker.
Right, Pete Drummond. I mean, you've heard of Pete Drummond.
No, well, I don't sing, actually. Oh, I do sing.
Good, good.
Do you play an instrument, Alan, at all?
I used to play. I used to play the piano.
Well, I've heard you play a piano very, very well.
Well, you say that to all the sailors.
No, I don't. No, this is true. I've heard from Ed Stewart. You, Ed...
No, seriously, I did used to play piano quite a lot. Ed's a very good bass player. Paul plays guitar. And we used to, about every third week when Ed was off, and he at that time used to come off the same time as Paul Kay, we used to get together over at Wimbledon and just play on Sunday mornings for a couple of hours.
Wimbledon, that's where the
that's
Duke...
That's where Ed lives, yes.
The Duke of Wimbledon.
That's right, yes.
Well, now that...
It was a hobby, you know.
So, could it ever be professional, Al? I mean, now that you won't be programmed...
Well, I'm not looking for work, you know.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're tremendous pianist, because I hear you are. I mean, you know, he's not being true about this, you see, people. He really is a very, very good pianist. And in fact, you could sort of start making records and become a...
No, I think he's a pianist, that's it.
All right. What is the most memorable incident that you've had on since you've been on Radio Lab?
Well, apart from taking you on, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty memorable. But we all make mistakes.
Yes, we all make mistakes.
The most memorable occasion for me was really way back in 64. This was before Radio London even started broadcasting. In the September, we had a small group of individuals. We got together, and during those days, we had a tremendous number of problems. The main one, of course, being contact with the ship. We had technical problems, which I didn't really get involved in at all. But at one time, it did seem that to each one of us, that we'd never even get on the air at all. And then after about 2.5 or 3 months, eventually came the most memorable occasion for me since I've been with Radio London. In fact, one of the most memorable occasions of my life, and that was that after all this time, we knew that at 11 o'clock on a Friday morning on 266 frequency, we would broadcast a tone signal, just a whistle.
Yeah.
And we happened to be in the office, half a dozen of us, that particular morning. We sat around the radio, and up until exactly 11 o'clock, there was nothing. Then on the dot, at precisely 11 o'clock, came from nothing at all this tone signal. And we knew that that was our station. Well, that was, of course, before we even identified ourselves.
Yes. That tone whistle, is that the same one that's remained with us after 9 o'clock at night?
No, that's
the headshot. I had a letter from a listener the other day who sort of worked out the number of days we've been on the air, and it was nearly 1,000, something like 900.
Really?
And, yes, 985 days, something like that. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's nearly, I forget how many thousand hours of broadcasting, but it's nearly 10,000 hours of broadcasting, I think, has been put in for the station.
We've carried 1,027 advertisers in those 2.75 years. I was talking with Paul Kay last night, and he was saying that after a couple of weeks from the commencement of our broadcasting, nobody knew exactly how big we were. And, well, you can imagine that I think that after a few weeks when we had our first NOP survey, the figures came through that we had then picked up within a couple of weeks or so almost 4 million listeners, which was quite an achievement.
Would you wish at this time to reply to any of the statements that the government has given about stations interfering and the various, I think there are about 4 or 5.
Well, we've never received any complaints at all ourselves. I can really talk for Radio London.
We've never received any complaints from anybody about interfering with any frequency.
No. We've never had complaints. We do pay our PRS, that's Performing Rights Society fees, as you know.
Yes.
And this is despite what one does read in the national newspapers. We do pay our fees.
We pay our fees?
Yes.
As far as we know, we have not interfered with anybody?
Never.
And we could very easily go on land at this very moment?
Well, we've always said that there is room, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Of course there is. There's room for 101 stations. There should be commercial radio in this country. Which isn't going to cost the taxpayers anything at all.
Of course.
And free radio.
Free radio.
Yes.
It's been free for the last 2.5 years.
Supplying and meeting a demand.
Right. Well, you were talking about advertisers, Alan.
Oh, yes, I did.
I've got to give a plug for an advertiser.
Right.
All right.
Hello, this is Eric Burden, and I'm inviting you to join me next Monday at this station at 1:30 for the Juicy Fruit Spectacular. Told my mates in the pop world will be there, so we'll see you then.
Thank you very much, Eric Burden, and we'll have words from some more advertisers, which we missed out for the last 5 minutes in just a few seconds. Minutes. Hours. Can you believe weeks? This is Dionne Warwick and a song called Windows of the World.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through. Skies turn to blue. Everybody knows when boys grow into men, they start to wonder when their country will call. Let the sun shine. Their quarrel often ends where some have to die. Let the sun shine through.
Of the world, a beautiful song. And if we sound a little, how shall I say, unhappy here on Coffee Break this morning, well, the truth is, we are.
Right.
Because
right,
plus, if it had been a sunny day, we'd probably sounded a lot happier, I think.
Yes.
But it's such an awful grey day, and it's such a.
I think the most emotional part of our broadcasting is going to be this very last hour. I was working on this last night with Paul and Ed Stewart, and. Just programming the whole hour itself, it really is quite something. I feel it's probably the most emotional program we've ever put together on this station. Between 2 and 3 today, and that'll be on.
And then at 3 o'clock, it's...
That's on the dot. At 3 o'clock, we go off air.
We go off air for ever and ever and ever.
As we are at this moment. As an offshore radio station, yes.
Yes.
But perhaps, and we're all hoping, that somebody will see the light one of these days and say, well, let's have commercial radio stations.
When you say somebody will see the light, I think the majority
well, I
of
think
people...
you know who I mean.
But the majority of people in this country have already seen the light, and unfortunately the minority haven't. Which is...
Well, when you say they saw the light, I mean,
well,
they accepted something which was offered to them. And then this snowballed. And then, of course... You know, we recognize the fact, or they recognize the fact that this This was good. It was free. It was free entertainment.
And if you don't like it,
if you don't like it, just
turn it off. You will return to another station.
And you're no worse off.
Right.
Like independent television, the same thing.
Something that, just one final thing, the record companies in this country have made records through Radio London, but have they sold more? Have they sold less? Have we had an effect? Have the offshore stations had an effect on record sales?
Record sales have increased. I feel the answer to this one really lies in the fact that prior to offshore radio stations, we had fewer big names in show business. I'm talking of artists and groups. When we came into business, we created an extra platform which made it possible for new talent to get exposure. And that's the only way you will sell records, by letting people know that these records exist. So therefore, what I'm getting at is this, that by offering another platform, by giving new talent an opportunity, those records sold more as well as the older established artists. So overall, record sales did increase. Is that quite clear?
Yeah, absolutely clear. Well,
I'm not sure.
You made it absolutely clear, Alan. And I think, you know...
Yes, but my lifetime's up, and I'd like to say just finally, and it's been good to sit here and talk with you this morning, I would like to say on behalf of all the program department of Radio London, that what a wonderful 3 years these have been. We've made some tremendous, some very good friends in the business, artists, record pluggers, publishers, and so on. And it's a great shame, but it has to end this way. But I feel that, as I keep saying, we'll meet again.
Well, I hope so. Alan, I'd just like to say on behalf of all the disc jockeys and the staff of Radio London, in fact, everybody, I'm sure the record companies will go along with this as well, that you have been an absolutely superb program director. We couldn't have had a better one. And you've done it. You're wrecking my... I'm being absolutely truthful here, Alan. You know, it's been a pleasure to work under you, and... Even though you haven't sent me a memo for the last 3 months.
Well, you never replied to them anyway, so what's the point?
No, it really has been tremendous, and you've been absolutely fantastic as a program director. We couldn't have wished for a better one. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
For all the help you've given me, and I know all the other disc jockeys feel exactly the same way.
Fine, thanks very much.
Bye-bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alan Keane, our program director. Angelic note, our number one angel steps out of the studio. It's 17 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock, the final hour of the Pete Drummond Show. And wait a minute, yes, I've got to give you a commercial announcement. So would you just hold on for a few seconds?
It's a new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
News coming up at 11:30, and here's exciting news. If you want the best of Danish teak furniture at unbeatable prices, come to the special sales of the latest teak furniture direct from Denmark, held every Sunday at 48 Hoxton Square, London, N1, 9 to 2. Bargains, which must be seen to be believed, include a limited number of teak dining room suites comprising six-foot sideboard, four-foot dining table extending to 7 feet, and four panel back chairs, all for only 49.5 guineas. There are dining chairs from 75 shillings, dining tables from 11 guineas, three-piece suites from 25.5 guineas, and these are only a few examples from our fantastic range. We will deliver or save even more money by bringing your own transport. Goods can be stored free of charge until required. Don't forget, Wharfside Furniture Supplies, 48 Hoxton Square, only 3 minutes from Old Street Tube Station. Every Sunday, 9 to 2, for Danish teak furniture at less than wholesale prices. And by special request, every Monday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or telephone Shoreditch, S-H-O, Shoreditch, 6599. Shoreditch, 6599. Now, please don't forget that Wharfside will hold a sale every Sunday and Monday throughout the year. So go on down there and pick up your bargain. Sound now from the Supremes. Actually, it's the new Supremes calling themselves Dinah Ross.
and the Super 8. Number 11 this week on the Fab 40, on the final Fabulous 40, the song called Reflection.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. These tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you and I, as I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
There's Diana Ross and her Supremes with a song called Reflections on the Motown label. And 22 minutes past 11, and we'll have a word from one of our first Radio London disc jockeys in a few minutes.
Vitalis is a natural man's hairdressing.
Pure and natural.
Vitalis makes hair look good and feel good.
Keep your hair
free
today.
Vitalis with V7, the only hairdressing that's 100% green.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keep your hair in place today.
If it didn't keep your hair in place, you wouldn't know it was there at all. That's Vitalis.
Then keep your hair in place all day.
Always use Vitalis.
23 minutes past 11, and by kind of permission, Woburn Abbey have pleasure in announcing the world's most beautiful happening, the Festival of the Flower Children at Woburn Abbey. Yes, a most beautiful stately home is the setting for the most beautiful festival in history. It's absolutely beautiful. Stars include the beautiful Kinks, beautiful Jeff Beck, beautiful Bee Gees, the Allen Prize set, and masses more, and of course, lots and lots of flowers. Join them by the thousands over August Bank Holiday, August 26th, 27th, and 28th, for the non-stop Festival of the Flower Children at Woburn Abbey. Tickets are pound a day, obtainable at all ticket agencies.
Use Vitalis!
Wait a minute, we had that one before. Now, I'll be back to you in a second, darling.
This is wonderful, Radio London.
Yeah, Vitalis getting all over the
place. Where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Hello, everyone, this is Earl Richmond, and I'd like to say how sorry I am to hear that Radio London is going to have to close down. 1964 was a year which brought me back into broadcasting, and the only medium that could do that was Radio London. And I, with my colleagues, Paul Kay, Tony Windsor, Alan Keane and Dennis Maitland and all of the Radio London scene, Kenny Everett and Dave Cash, really enjoyed setting up this very, very popular and very successful radio station. It was a great moment in my life and a great period for me. It brought me many friends, listeners, workmates, and people in the industry as a whole, whom I've got to know and got to like and are still great friends. I'm sorry that I had to leave Radio London for other things, but I'm even sorrier that Radio London is having to leave us, seemingly for good, but I hope not for good, but coming back fairly soon. So goodbye, everyone, and good luck to everyone on Big L.
One of our first Radio London disc jockeys, L. Richmond.
Now the Spencer Davis group for you. The song called Time Seller. Could be a Radio London sales thing, couldn't it? The news time on the Pete Drummond Show, and coming up on the news will be Mr. N. Stewart.
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream by Rothmans of Pall Mall.
Radio London is coming off the air, so here's your chance to own a piece of history, the Big L film. This standard 8mm home movie lasts for 5 minutes and features your favorite DJs in action in the Big L studios and where they eat and sleep. You can see all this and more in your own front room. All you have to do is to buy a copy. To go with the Big L film, Radio London are giving you a soundtrack on disc, which gives you some interesting information about all of us here on Galaxy. And the cost of the Big L film, with the disc and postage and packing, is only £2.12 if you want it in color, or £1.10 for black and white. However, if you're a Big L Super 8 fan, we want you to send an extra £10 for your Super 8 print. Make sure of your copy today and the chance to share in history. Send your check or post order to Big L Film, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Yeah, your chance to see Mark Roman in full living colour. What an opportunity, I ask. This is Radio London. Time on the Pete Drummond Show is 11:30.
Wonderful! Radio London. News around the clock.
And the dateline Monday, August the 14th, southwestern France, where earthquake tremors have been felt. One elderly woman is reported to have been killed in the village of Avet, which is on the Spanish border. 20 people were taken to hospital. Several of them had been seriously injured. The drunken driver. Home Secretary Roy Jenkins has issued a circular to the police force explaining a policeman's rights regarding the use of breathalyzer tests. Policemen cannot stop cars at random, but they can use the breathalyzer on any motorist involved in an accident. Motoring, it's reported that Minister of Power Mr. Marsh is being approached by several leading oil companies who are trying to obtain permission to increase the price of petrol. It's likely to go up by tuppence or threepence a gallon. Broadcasting, it's almost certain that the Marine Offences Bill, designed to stop offshore radio, will come into force tomorrow. As a result, Radio London will be closing down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Gatwick Airport, Trans Global Airways are reducing some of their fares to North America next year. A flight leaving early in August and not coming back until September will cost only £37 return. And the weather, damp and dull weather with heavy rain in places, is forecast for most districts today. It'll be rather cool with strong winds reaching gale force in some exposed areas. Tomorrow's weather is expected to be changeable. And that's the news at 11:30 on Radio London. The next news in 1 hour's time, and for the last time, Ed Stewart reporting. Let's go.
Fastest thing in the air.
Wonderful Radio London.
Oh. Some vinegar, salt, some vinegar. That's the taste for quick, my crisp. The taste to make you smack your lips. Salt, some vinegar, the flavour you love best. Hit the grand old taste, the brand new way. Smith, salt and vinegar crisp.
Hey, have you tried Smith's salt and vinegar crisps yet? You haven't? You must be living in a cave.
Now it's here from Smith Crisp, the flavour you love best. Oh, salt and vinegar, salt and vinegar.
And my thanks to you, Ed Stewart, for the final newscast that you will ever do. He'll be back on the air, incidentally, at 12 o'clock, all the way through from 12 until 3. And don't forget, we got the Juicy Fruit Show at 1:30 this afternoon. Whoop, women like natural men.
You are natural.
And natural men use non-greasy Vitalis. Vitalis contains invisible D7 that keeps hair in place without grease. Use Vitalis. She feels your hair, not your hairdressing. Buy yourself a bottle.
Hi, this is Kenny Damon, and I'm awfully sorry to hear that Big L is going to have to close down. And I would like to thank all the fellows on the ship and in the staff of Radio London for being so kind and helping me in my career and doing so much to make my career whatever it has become in this country.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much indeed, Kenny Damon. Sorry, I didn't think you'd finished there, matey, but he had. Anyway, best of luck to you, mate, in your career.
Thinking ain't for me, no, no, no. Thinking ain't for me, Thinking it ain't for me. Each of us an island, an undiscovered island. The shore to find out about me, but though I keep on trying, I can't quite reach my island. The same goes for your land, we're prisoners of the sea. Cause my home ain't the sea. My land is the only home, the only place to be, the place where I'll be.
sit alone and wonder. Cause thinking ain't for me. No, thinking ain't for me. Thinking ain't for me. No, no, no. Thinking ain't for me. Instead of drifting, I'm gonna reach my island, and then I'll visit your land and claim you from the sea.
Some people say they didn't like that very much. I do. I think it's a fantastic song. It's by Paul Jones. His latest one called Thinking Ain't For Me. And there's just 19 and a half minutes left of the Pete Drummond Show for today.
Hey, what else can you bring back from abroad besides a super tan? Du Maurier Super King. That's what.
Super King!
When your friends see that longer than king size cigarette, they'll flip because they can't buy them in the UK. Super Kings are export only from ships and duty free shops abroad.
Longer than king size, smoother than king size. Super King!
Same price as king size, duty free.
Next coming up will be Alan Blakely of the Tremolos to have a chat to you. But right now, here's some exciting news. If you want the best of Danish teak furniture at unbeatable prices, come to the special sales of the Danish teak furniture direct from Denmark, held every Sunday at 48 Hoxton Square, London, N1, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bargains, which must be seen to be believed, include a limited number of teak dining room suites comprising, I'm terribly sorry, my false teeth again, 6-foot sideboards, 4-foot dining table extending to 7 feet, and 4-panel back chairs, all for only 49 and a half guineas. Can you beat that? Well, there are dining chairs from 75 shillings, dining tables from 11 guineas, 3-piece suites from 35 and a half guineas, and these are only a few examples from our fantastic range. We'll deliver or save even more money by bringing your own transport. Goods can be stored free of charge until required. Don't forget now, Wharfside Furniture Supplies, 48 Hoxton Square, only 3 minutes from Old Street Tube Station, every Sunday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Danish teak furniture at less than wholesale prices, and by special request every Monday at 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can telephone Shoreditch, SHO Shoreditch, 6599. Please don't forget that Wharfside will hold a sale every Sunday and Monday throughout the year.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
Wonderful Radio London.
Hello, everybody.
This is Gary Brooker from Prog O'Hara. Very much alive. Hoping to see you all 1:30 on Monday on the Juicy Fruit Spectacular. I'll be there.
Well, we'll see you as well at 1:30 on the Juicy Fruit Show. Don't forget to tune in.
Hello, this is Alan Blakely of the Tremolos. Alan Blakely of the Tremolos, take one.
Hello, Alan Blakely of the Tremolos.
Hello, this is Alan Blakely of the Tremolos. And I'd like to say we're all flipping chokes about Radio London going off the air. As far as we're concerned, Radio London made us in the beginning. So I don't know what we're going to do now for listening to.
Well, thank you very much, Alan Blakely. And you can take two if you like. I don't mind. Do you want to take two? He'll just take one. You're not greedy, are you, mate?
No.
Well, he's taking one right now at number one on our Fab 40.
La, la, la.
Even the bad times are good.
La, 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 la. There are times in this life of mine
friends and even the bad times. You go, what a lovely bunch of fellows they are, even if they do take one or take two. Well, they're number one this week on our final week of the Fab 14. We just got over 14 minutes left of the final Pete Drummond show for this morning. And by the way, if you're still in bed, but you're pretty lazy, and my advice is, immediately...
Time to get up, get out of bed, fill your cup and get ahead.
Right, don't lay around in bed. If you are, by the way, forced to lie in bed, all my sympathies to you and to everybody who's ill today. Now, in answer to thousands of letters which we've received from listeners during the last few days, we've produced a special 45 disc featuring some of the great highlights of Big L, so that you can hear the Radio London sound whenever you want in the months and years ahead. Get your Big L disc today. Send 12 and 6 to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Hi, this is Helen Shapiro. I've been listening to Big L now ever since it first came on the air, and I'm an enormous great fan of the station, both as an artist and as a listener, and I'd just like to say how very sorry I was to hear that it's coming off the air very soon. But however, I'd like to thank all the DJs and everybody concerned for all their support in the past years, and I'd like to wish them all the very best of luck in the future.
Shapiro's latest one, She Needs Company. Lovely record, Helen, and thank you very much for saying all those nice things about us here on Radio London, and all the best to you in your future career.
Wherever you go, go, go with Big L! Go, go!
10 minutes before wrapping up time here, and Mum, hello Mum, open your own ice lolly factory. What do you mean, how? All you got to do is buy a packet of 10 Glenville's ice pots, put them in the ice box, and then you got to wait till they freeze. Shouldn't take long. And then, wow, watch your children attack those super fresh flavors. Luscious orange, tingling lemon, and refreshing lime with exciting raspberry. Get your Glenville's fridge-freeze ice pots at all leading grocers. So come on, Mum, open your own ice lolly factory. It's cheaper that way, dear. Here's the latest one from the Isley or Isley brothers, whichever you prefer. That's the way that love is. Brothers, their latest one on the Tamla label. It's a good record company, Tamla Motown. They sold Big Al out of quite a lot with a lot of fabulous records.
Good morning, the world is bright and new.
Good old Barry Gordy.
And you'll be right with Big Al.
Got a message here from Mitch, our steward, to Mr. and Mrs. Francis, Mr. J. Brown of 20 Hanbury Road, North 17, Mr. James Andrews and Jean of 56 Turnpike Lane in London, N5, and hello to Mrs. Albertine from Mitch, the steward. That's our very own little Mitchell, who hasn't bought me a cup of coffee this morning, but, you know, I don't worry about that. And I'd like to say hello to everybody in the office, in the London office, including Alan Keane, who's out here right now, Dennis, Eddie, Godfrey, Alison, Alex, Linda, Brenda, Jane, Pete Flanagan, Roger, Des. Have I left anybody out? I've left out, of course, Margaret, and, of course, our number one man, the man at the very top, Mr. Philip Birch. Thank you all for being so nice to me in the last 11 and a half months that I've been here on Radio London. It's been very nice knowing you, and I hope we'll continue to know each other, right?
This following program is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city. This is a very personal song, so if the viewer cannot understand it, particularly those of you who are European residents, save up all your bread and fly Translove Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be worth it. If not for the sake of this song, but for the sake of your own peace of mind.
Eric Burden and the Animals in San Francisco.
Lights beam, creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night, old child, young child, feel all right. On a warm San Franciscan night, angels sing, leather wings, jeans of blue, Harley Davidson's too. On a warm San Francisco night, old angel, young angel, feel all right. On a warm San Francisco night, I wasn't born there, perhaps I'll die there. There's no place left to go. San Francisco. Face is filled with hate. Heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel all right. On a warm San Francisco night, the children are cool, they don't raise fools. An American dream includes Indians too.
San Francisco night.
Eric Burdon and the Animals, and thank you very much for the lovely things you've said about Radio London, Eric, and that record, I'm sure, will reach number one with no trouble at all. Well, it's 4 minutes before 12, and I think it's about time for me to leave you forever on Radio London, anyway. My thanks to everybody on board the ship, all my fellow disc jockeys. If I read out the names now, I haven't got them written down, I'm bound to forget someone, so if I just say everybody, they'll all know who I mean. Everybody on board the ship, everybody in the office, and of course you, the listeners, for all the help you've given me over the last 11 and a half months. Would have liked to have made it a year, but, well, I suppose when the Postmaster General says, buzz off, you've got to do that, haven't you? By the way, we should be coming into London about 10 to 7 this evening, or 10 to 8, whichever train we manage to catch. So if you're around the Liverpool Street station, we'd be very glad to see you. Might not be the last time, because if you want to see us again, we'll be around doing various disc nights, I suppose. Well, I will anyway. Those of you who want to see Radio London disc jockeys working, well, all you got to do, if you got to dance, telephone Mayfair 5361 and ask for Linda. Give you all the details. Might be a good idea if you've got a black armband or a black tie or something. Why don't you wear it today? We're going to try and make some up here on the ship. And if that can be your way of protesting against the government's decision to close us down, well, I think it'd be a very good idea. Black armband or a black tie, anything, just so long as you show a protest. No violence, please. Well, as the last record, I thought I'd finish with this. Because it exemplifies my feelings exactly. The Beatles and All You Need Is Love.
Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.
The time by Nye Jalissa watch is 12 o'clock and 30 seconds. Jalissa, the famous Swiss-made 17-jeweled anti-magnetic wafer thin golden watch. Elegantly styled with a leather strap and sweet second hand, you can be on time with the Jalissa. Just send a 75 shillings postal order or check to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. Every Jalissa watch carries a 6-month guarantee, and if you're not entirely satisfied, your money will be refunded. I'll repeat that address for you slowly. Send 75 shillings to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. Be on time with Jalissa.